Blog Talk Radio.
How are you, Reverend Frederick?
Okay. All right,
good.
I can hear you.
Good, good, good. Hope we weren't having any issues. Did you hear everything
at
first? No,
it's cool. No, I just heard you when you said Reverend Frederick.
All right. Well, we'll do that again. Thank
okay.
you. We are glad you all came in. We sometimes have some technical difficulties, but that's all right. You're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. Here, it's a wrap Wednesday, and we are discussing the matter of the end of an era. And we're going to do that with our special co-host this evening, Reverend Frederick Shaw. I hope you all got that one. All right, we're here live. Hi, Reverend Frederick. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. It's a pleasure to be on your show, as always, and I thank you for making me a part of your experience and bringing information to the people.
Awesome sauce. We are happy to be able to discuss where we are right now in this time. We have a second chance. That's what I say. And one way we have a second chance is for people to deal with things concerning health care, mental health, and how we're going to start to take care of people concerning that. Some people are dealing with PTSD, post-traumatic stress. They are dealing with other issues. And there are ways to cope with the things that have happened. Whether you were in the area of the Capitol when the insurrection was going on, whether you were someone that was on the border and got caught at the border wall and in the grasp of ICE, whether you are someone who has gotten harassed by the police, there is always a light at the end of the tunnel. And if you made it through, this is where we can help you finish the end so you continue to do so. So let's talk about mental health and what you do, Reverend Frederick, and how you would suggest people to deal with the end of this Trump era and how we could go forward in the right way in dealing with mental health.
Well, thank you for including me in on this conversation, and I would tell people that one of the most important things that we can do is recognize where we are in space and time, and that means, and you said it, at the end of an era. So that means everything starts new. That means we have hope again for those who feel that hope has just arrived, and then what we should do is grab it. The other part to this question is we have to understand that life itself is bipolar. Most of us have had ups and downs. Some of those ups and downs that have happened abruptly. I've been one step from being homeless. I've been one step from being a millionaire. So life itself takes you on a roller coaster ride. And the first thing that you got to understand is that when something happens, it is not just happening to you. It is happening to millions of people. When we got locked in our homes because of the pandemic, that happened pretty much worldwide. So, yes, we feel locked in. We feel that we can't go outside and experience. We feel those things. But at the same time, we're supposed to be fulfilling ourselves spiritually and with what we have and our dreams and goals, and using that to overcome the lockdowns and the locked out feelings that we have.
That is completely right. Every bit of that I agree with, because that's all you have. That's all we can do. This is that time to be able to, I would say, self-renew, to think of things anew.
Absolutely. And one of the things, and I'm not trying to necessarily use the Bible in this in a way, but David can beat Goliath. We can overcome. Every one of us has felt some sort of emotional or spiritual or even physical pain. Every one of us may have had moments when we thought that we wanted to give up, but we realized that there was something in us that allowed us to keep moving, keep striving, keep going ahead when we could have given up. And I don't know about the audience, but I know with myself, I've had some very down days. I've been heartbroken. I have been messed with on jobs. I have tried to help the community, to be backstabbed. These things affect us. But we have to understand that which does not kill us make us stronger. And the only way you can really be strong, be it whatever religion you are, or be it in your pursuit of happiness, is to go through some things that show you that you are worthy of achieving the goal that you are seeking.
I completely agree. One of the books I would recommend to those out there, and it's also a metaphor for life, is one I have read and that will definitely help you. And I suggest listening to this book audibly on audible.com. It's called The Hollywood Commandment by Devon Franklin. There are some things that we're going to have to go through, but in order to get through it, you're going to have to see yourself through it. And if you keep repeating the same things, it's something that you are doing. It's something that you haven't learned or something that you haven't done in order to get to the other side. And you will experience that over and over again until you decide to make a change and step forward. I know that personally. So I agree, dealing with loneliness, dealing with things that are seemingly inevitable, an inevitable change is wrong. It's not impossible. So I want you all to tell us your stories. Call in. You can call in right now at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. Or email us at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. That's info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. And tell us what's going on with you. How do you plan on marking something new with the end of this era? This is a clean slate for all of you. This is something for you to make your life anew right now. This is a time of healing. This is a time of unity. This is a time of pushing forward. And that's the only thing that's left to do, is be a change and push forward. So until next time, people, I want you to do just that. Just simply be great. Thank you, Reverend Frederick, for coming.
Thank you for having me on your show today.